Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I'm so delighted that you're here today. So, Valentine's Day was this past weekend, and I want to talk about it. Although it is a Hallmark holiday, it's a truly made-up holiday, I think it's important to talk about because I feel like it makes people feel some sort of way about themselves. I feel like holidays do this, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or even like birthdays, like holidays and these like cultural events, I feel like make us reflect sometimes. And specifically when we think about Valentine's Day, which is this holiday that represents love, I want you to reflect on this past weekend of how it made you feel. Now, a lot of times, when we look at like the Hallmark version of it all, right, there it's celebrating a partner. And I never want people to feel like it's like, oh, well, I don't have a partner, so this holiday is not for me. Like, I feel like a lot of times that's what happens is people end up feeling guilty or shameful or behind because they don't have a partner yet, whatever age they're at, whatever, you know, marker they or season they are in their life. And that's just such bullshit. That's such bullshit. Like, and I know you could say like easy for you to say you're married with children and blah, 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 blah. But like this idea that there's like a certain way we're supposed to be living by a certain age is such bullshit. So if you came out of this Valentine's Day feeling behind because you don't have a partner, or maybe you're not engaged yet, or maybe you're not married yet, or maybe you don't have a kid yet, or maybe like maybe you just came out of a relationship, like everyone is at different stages and there's no right way to be. And so I wanted to kind of like spin off of Valentine's Day and use it as a reflective episode today, where we're going to talk about this idea of body love and self-care. And, you know, I think so many times when it comes to healing your relationship with your body or unpacking your relationship with your body, let's start there. There's this falsification of what a positive relationship with our body looks like. And we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about it. But before we do, I just jumped headfirst into today's episode. And I want to talk about a Fine Food Freedom win of the week first. So I just opened up our client win Slack channel, which all of our dietitians are on. And we're always just constantly sharing wins that our clients have had, messages they've sent us, just fun things in there. And this message is from our provider, Tori. Tori is one of our dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors that specifically works with trying to conceive pregnant postpartum mothers and people that are just in that season of life in the trenches. And so her client sent her a message that said, I did want to update you. I asked for a blind weight at my OB appointment right after our session. Super proud of myself. And even chose to not open it after the visit summary to see it listed. It felt like a lot of progress. And that's a huge thanks to you for that. So for those of you who might not be as comfortable with some of this language that was used, the client said they asked their doctor for a blind weigh-in. And what that means is stepping on a scale at an appointment without looking. You can do your back to it, or you can just simply not look at the scale. And then just letting your provider know, like, hey, I'm not interested in this number. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know it. Please don't show it to me. And this can be so freeing because it allows the medical provider to get the weight. And then it allows you to say like, and I want no part in that. And specifically, this client was pregnant and that's why they were being weighed. And you can even decline weighing too. And that's a whole nother conversation. But especially when you're not going through pregnancy, when you're not getting anesthesia, there's like many different reasons why it, like, do you even need my weight, right? Like, we can decline a weight. You don't have to be weighed. But I have a lot of clients that like blind weigh-ins because then it says like, hey, you can get your information. I don't want anything to know about it. I don't need to know it. I'm good. And boom. So freeing. So I just wanted to celebrate that client win. It's such a freeing thing as you continue to work towards not giving a flying fuck what that number on the scale says. Because remember, that number just represents your gravitational pull to the earth. Who cares? Literally, who cares? There's so many more important things about you. So on that note, let's talk about self-love and body love and all of this stuff. So when I was thinking about this episode, I was thinking about how when people come to intuitive eating and when they're trying to find food freedom, when they're trying to make peace with food, when they're trying to work on their body image, I think there's often a false, I don't want to say false, there's a goal that they think they have when they come to us and they come to realize, huh, maybe that's not the goal at all. And what I'm talking about is our relationship with our body. There is this idea out there that we all have to love our bodies and that we need to celebrate them and we need to, and like, don't get me wrong. If you are there, if you are feeling yourself, if you love your body, more power to you. That is incredible. That's incredible. But I'm also here to tell you that if you're listening to this, you have permission to not love your body. You have permission to not even want to try to do that. You have permission to not make that your goal. And so I think that that permission is so important to hear, because when there are creators on the internet, some of which who I recommend so many people to follow, but when they so boldly love themselves, it can make us feel as the consumer, I need to get to that, or that is the goal. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be doing that and that's wrong and blah, blah, blah. No, that's great. I think that empowers a lot of people to be like, wow, if she can love her body, I can too. If they can fully believe that they are enough, I can too, regardless of body size, right? So I think it's very important, but I never want people seeing that content to think, okay, that's the goal. I need to wake up. I need to look in the mirror. I need to grab every roll and jiggle and love myself radically. No, you don't have to do that. And you can still make peace with your body. And you can still accept your body. And that's where when we do the body image work, and we have so many podcast episodes on this, if you just scroll back and start looking at the titles, we have a plethora of body image podcasts. And, you know, I'll even link some of them in the show notes for you that are just like very much more specific in the body image work. But today I kind of just wanted to like remind you like what I want you to take away from this and what I want you to leave this conversation remembering is like, you don't have to love your body and you can still be making peace with it and you can still accept it. And you can still do so many other things in your life. You don't have to love your body. You're allowed to, but you don't have to. And so that's where when we go on this body image journey with clients and we start to unpack body image, we start to realize, well, what if loving and love for our body is not the goal? What if it's just accepting it? What if it's just feeling neutral, not being riddled with hateful comments over and over and over, where we can't focus on anything else because we're so stuck on like, what size is my jeans? What do I look like? Why do I weigh that much? Like, can you imagine a life where every other thought was not about your body? That sounds like a fucking great life, right? And so it's not about waking up and saying, I love myself. It's just like, what if we can just be neutral? We can just accept it and respect it would be a place I would love to get people where it's like, you don't have to be in this love infatuation with your body, but respecting it just like you would a human being that you love and respect. For example, think of a loved one in your life that you love dearly and you care so deeply about. Think about the respect that you give their body. I'm assuming you don't like tear them down when you see them and be like, wow, that those jeans look horrible on you, or wow, I would really like you way more if you were 20 pounds lighter, right? Like, you would never speak that way to this loved one. And so the goal eventually is to get to a point where we are not riddled with that negative thought process towards our body. Now, it makes sense why it's there, right? Look around. We are living entrenched in diet culture. Even if we don't subscribe to diet culture, it's still all around us. Every other ad on my FYP, every other ad for the commercials and shit is GLP-1s, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. You should lose weight. You should what does that tell us? It tells us our body's enough. Something's wrong with it. We should fix it. So if you've already been struggling with diet culture and now this drug, this weight loss drug era that we're in, it's even more telling us that we're not enough. I just want to validate you. It's really fucking hard and it's going to bring up shit. And that's a huge part of what it means to work with an intuitive eating professional and get support. It's bringing your triggers to session and talking through them and saying this is how it made me feel. You know, it's being able to be triggered and what may have used to derail you, like maybe a trigger someone said or an ad you saw, maybe that would derail you and you would start to engage in harmful behaviors and start to restrict and start to weigh yourself and all these things. Maybe you find that after working with a professional, you get to a point where it's didn't feel good to hear that. Didn't love seeing that. But I was able to say you know what? We don't subscribe to this anymore. I'm going to take a moment to feel the feelings. Then I'm going to let it go and I'm going to move on with my day. That to me is the goal, right? And so I bring up working with a professional because our dietitian team, obviously you heard me talk about the Fine Food Freedom Win of the Week with our client. We have a team of 11 dietitians, and these, as dietitians, we accept health insurance. We are licensed in over 29 states now, and you might have free virtual one-on-one care with us without knowing. The majority of people don't know they have these benefits until they check. It's the easiest thing to check. You can click the link in the show notes below, or Instagram, TikTok, anywhere our link lives. And you just plug in your state, you plug in your insurance plan, we do the rest. If for any reason, when we're checking those benefits, we need a little more info from you, we'll ask for it and then we'll email you with your benefits. And I say this because you're not supposed to walk this journey alone. This is why Fine Food Freedom started taking insurance, is because I kept saying, I want to help as many people as possible. I want to support as many people as possible. I want to help as many people as possible make peace with food in their body. And I'm like, that is impossible to do if we're not accepting insurance. So I remind you of this because we are registered dietitians. And it's funny, I just recorded a client testimonial podcast, which the first Wednesday of every month, you'll see we release a client testimonial. So our clients are incredible and they just want to share their stories with the world and kind of their before and afters, if you will, not diet culture, just their relationship with food and their relationship with their body before working with us and during, after, all the things. And I was talking about this with a client of just when she started working with our team, she thought, okay, dietitians, we're going to be talking about food, Fine Food Freedom. We're going to be talking about food. And don't get me wrong. You will talk about food. Obviously, we need to unpack your relationship with food. We need to understand why you have guilt and shame associated with food, all of these things. But as you walk this journey, you're going to come to find it ain't about the food. The food is the scapegoat, right? Sure, the food might be a product of diet culture and, you know, the messaging and everything, but also we could be using the food as a coping mechanism where it's like, okay, it's not about the food. What is under there, right? What is under the restriction? What is under the binging? What is under the feeling out of control? What is under this feeling of we need to control every single thing going into our mouth? And we come to find there's a lot there. And so most of the clients, not all, but most of the clients that I interview for our client testimonials, in some way, shape, or form, get to that kind of idea where they're like, I thought that I'd be talking about food a lot more than I do in session. But I think it's so important to hear that from clients. And that's why I'm sharing it again now, is what support actually looks like with one of us. To be honest, it sounds a lot like this. We're talking shop with you. We're saying, hey, what was really difficult for you to go through this last week related to food, related to body, related to movement? Let's talk about it. And we are a neutral, unbiased party that is there to support you. And I cannot stress enough that this can be covered by your health insurance. And it's so, so, so important. Like, your relationship with your body is arguably one of the most important relationships, because no matter how long you are on this planet, you are in relationship with your own body. No matter how long you are on this planet, you gotta also confront your relationship with food, because you have to eat multiple times a day, every single day, in order to live, right? And maybe that sounds weird to bring up. It's like, okay, that was a little deep. But no, it's true. Like, your relationship with your food and your relationship with your body, those are very, very long standing relationships. And the more that we try to control them, and the more that we try to push the beach ball underwater and not work on them, that beach ball is popping up, babe. That beach ball is going to pop up a million times. Pretend you're in a pool. Think about pushing a beach ball underwater. It's popping up. You get triggered, it's popping up. You're going through something stressful, it's popping up. Like, it's popping. That just reminded me of that song. Is it? It's popping. It's popping. What? Don't you know about me? What you know about me? I don't know. This is my ADHD brain just reeling. You know what? I didn't take my medications this morning. Look at that. Thank God I did this podcast, because now it's reminding me that I didn't take my medications. You bet your bottom dollar I'm going to go do that right when we get off here. I digress. But it's so true that if you try to control your food, control your body, it's just a lifelong journey of dissatisfaction. And I can promise you that no matter who you are listening to this, you were made for so much more than chasing a smaller body, than counting every calorie that you consume. And by unpacking those relationships, it frees up this mental bandwidth that gets taken up of every thought being related to calories and food and macros and body. And this comes back to this idea of today's episode of, like, what if you don't have to love your body, but in turn you can accept it, which then will allow you an unbelievable amount of mental bandwidth to spend time doing other things that you enjoy in your body that will bring you joy, that will bring you gratitude for your body, because you're not going to spend all your freaking time trying to shrink it, trying to be smaller, trying to restrict it. I think back to the years that I was entrenched in diet culture, and I don't remember so many things, not because I wasn't physically there, but because I was physically there, but mentally and emotionally, I can remember being like so stressed about what I was eating, or so pissed that my pants were tight, or so, like, all these things that now I can actually be present. And it is such a gift. It is such a gift. It's one of the best gifts I've ever given myself, truly. And I talk about that a lot on other, you know, motherhood related things of, like, I cannot imagine being in the season of life I am with two littles, like, also hating my body so deeply. And that's not to shame you if you feel this deep amount of self-hatred for your body right now. I understand. I validate you that you're in this place for some reason, but I promise you it doesn't have to be your reality forever. And you don't have to let diet culture and this thin ideal just dig its claws into you and truly hijack your life, your time, your precious memories, your money. Like, it affects every single aspect, your relationships. It affects everything. And that's why, like, talking about body love today, right? Or, like, this idea of body love, we didn't even really get too deep into it, other than, like I said, I will link in the show notes other episodes that go deep into, like, okay, well, how do we work towards acceptance or neutrality or things like that? But I think it's really important to just touch the broad, like, take a step back and look at this. When you can accept your body, it allows you to open up your life and make your life so much more free and enjoyable because of that. And it doesn't mean that you're running around saying, I love my body every single day. If you are, great, fucking fantastic. But that doesn't, you don't have to do that. You don't have to love your body to live in a reality that your body, it's just not something you're thinking about often. And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I think about my body every second of every day, 90% of the day, 80% of the day, what would your life look like if it was 2% of your day? What would you do with all that time? What would you do with all of that space? And that is one of my favorite things to ask people. But then to ask, like, our back to our client testimonial episodes, I love to bring that up with clients of, like, what are you doing now with all this freedom? Like, fine food freedom and body freedom and these things we talk about, like, we didn't make that word up. Like, it is freeing for a reason. And it's so cool to see what people do now that their brain isn't being run by obsessive thoughts about food and their body. They can allow space for joy and for hobbies and just life, truly for life. So as we kind of wrap today's episode, and this is like a post Valentine's Day reflective episode, even though it really wasn't about Valentine's Day much at all, what is one little thing you can do today, let's say that, to work towards acceptance, to work towards neutrality? Maybe it's getting your benefits checked. Maybe it's catching a negative thought that you've had, writing it down, and releasing it. Maybe it's meeting that thought with a fact, because our thoughts aren't facts, right? We can meet it with a fact. So if you have, for example, if you have a negative thought that says, like, I'm disgusting, or my body is disgusting, I want you to meet that thought with a fact. I am not disgusting, and I am enough. I am enough just as I am. And although that might not feel true, if we're in the trenches of body image work, an easy way that you can get yourself there is, if you have a negative thought about yourself, I want you to think about how you would respond to a loved one. We used that example earlier. If a loved one came to you, right, with a negative body image thought and said, I feel so disgusting, I'm so disgusting, what would you say to them? You are enough exactly as you are, and I love you, right? Give yourself that. And even if it doesn't feel true, I know in the beginning it's like, oh, but this doesn't feel true. Still do it. Still do it. But to even just catch those thoughts and write them down, if it's like, oh, responding to that thought feels like too much, just catch it, write it down, get it out of your brain, release it, let it go. I swear I sing Let It Go on every fucking episode. So yeah, we're big Anna and Elsa Frozen household over here. And I just listened to Jonathan Groff on Amy Poehler's podcast, Good Hang. He is Kristoff, for those of you who don't know. An incredible podcast episode that made me howl laughing. It's just good vibes. Amy Poehler's podcast, Good Hang. If you do not listen to it, thank me later. It is such a good hang, pun intended. And it just reminds you that humans are good. People are good. We're meant to be in community. We're meant to be together. We're meant to enjoy each other's company. So I just thank you for being here with me today. I know today was such an ADHD brain dump on you. I really just wanted to sit down with the mic and talk to you. I hope this felt like more of like a FaceTime phone call hang with your friend, because that's really what I wanted it to be today. I wanted it to just be girlfriend to friend. I'm here for you. And I thank you for showing up and to listening to this. I know how precious your time is. Time is so precious. It's the best gift ever. And so the fact that you're even considering listening to my voice and spending time with me makes me so appreciative. So thank you for being here. And I look forward to chatting with you next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.